Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Oh.
Welcome back, Midday Show.
I remember this. I can't remember the name of this. I can't remember this show, but I remember this song from the show.
Not coming to you.
Can you picture it?
No, I remember the song. I can't picture.
I think about you though. And Joe a lot when
it's
play
like
this
old
song.
People stuff.
Wow,
it's about a dog, right?
No. This is that's from Robin Big.
Oh, okay. No, you talking about the MTV show?
Yes.
No, I'm thinking.
No,
about
he's going
the
back
show.
In the day.
I'm going way back in the day. Mm. I can't remember the name of the show.
We all know you're old, Hugh.
I mean, ain't no secret. Ain't no secret that it is what it is.
We're reminding people every day. You know who else is best friends? A.J. Brown and Jalen Hurts. At least that's what we've known for a long time. We'll get to that part of yesterday and his press conference where A.J. was. I always think it's interesting when they do this because he's not being introduced. He's not being reintroduced. He just wants to talk because he got a new contract. And good for him. He's a great player, and he'll be with the Eagles now for a very long time.
The courtship of Eddie's father.
Boom.
That's what it was.
Dude, what?
Bill Bixby. No, was it Bill Bixby? No, he played the Hulk.
Was it from the 30s?
No, it's like the 70s.
They didn't have TV in the 30s.
Yes, they did.
No, they didn't. It was invented in like the late 40s and 50s.
Because it was about a dude and his dad, right? And he was single. And he was trying to get a lady. That's what it was.
First of all, the first television broadcast was in 1927.
Okay.
So
they didn't have TVs like in... How many people had TVs in 1927?
Hold on. Let's ask you.
Oh, that was cold.
It is crazy when you say the 20s. That we're in the 20s
we
now.
We are.
It's almost 100 years.
1927 was almost 100 years ago.
All right. We obviously would have to ask people that are a little bit older than all of us. But I don't believe most Americans had TVs in their homes until like the late 40s or 50s.
Yeah, probably
50s.
Not.
It was a luxury.
I mean, it's like the tree in the forest thing. If it falls, like you could have a TV broadcast in 1927. No one saw it.
Is it a luxury, not a necessity?
Yeah, I guess so. All right. You know what? Who is a luxury and a necessity? A.J. Brown. Well, actually, it's just a necessity. On this team because he's one of their best players. He's here, he's re-signed, and he spoke yesterday, and he was asked about his call to WIP. Yes, when A.J. Brown called in to Jack and Ike a few months ago. I thought it was interesting, the question, but certainly the answer, what he had to say and what he took from it.
You had a very public phone call into the radio station here. Why did you feel compelled to do that?
You know, at the time, I felt like that was right, you know. But looking back on it, you know, that's something I learned from, you know. I just try to I'm learning to, you know, let people just have their opinions and, you know, just keep it pushing, you know. I'm human, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
So he talked about the call, and I thought it was interesting that he reflected on speaking to Ike and Jack because that got so much attention when he called in.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, maybe that was a moment where he realized, hey, I don't have to get upset about opinions people are having. I just got to go play football.
Well, and that's it, man. That's all you got to do.
What radio station did he call into?
Well, he called WIP.
Oh.
Yeah, that was the second take. Well, the first one was AJ, a little reflective of calling. And I thought that was cool because I remember during that interview, Ike said something to him about, like, you know, this is kind of what we do here. This isn't, you know, we're having a conversation. We're having a conversation with fans. Fans have opinions. We have opinions. It's not a personal thing. So I think that was kind of cool that he reflected on when he decided to call in to WIP. Second part, yes, the station he called was WIP, not the radio station or a radio station in Philadelphia. I'm glad, you know, it's when...
Who asked the question?
I think that was Jeff McClain.
Oh, And he didn't give us no props.
Well, I mean, usually, and I think Jeff does a good job for the choir.
I think I know.
Who's this?
Yeah, his name's Jeff.
I don't know this.
Well,
dude.
We're WIP. His
no, he
name
works
is Jeff.
Here. You know what? I think I probably have something to do with that.
You
man.
Did this?
Because the other day, it was Jeff. He was in the back studio, mm-hmm. and you know, I listen. I know I play too much sometimes, and I have a history with my coworkers. So I was walking past the studio one day, and it was him and another dude, and they were in the studio, and they were looking, and nobody spoke, so I just shot him the bird.
This is your fault.
And they kind of looked at me, and
not
I'm pretty
man
sure.
Over a middle finger?
No, but you know, like, you know how an unsolicited middle finger yeah. does people, and I got to look like, you know, they called me all kinds of names that they did not speak out loud, but they looked at me like they were calling
so
me.
So if this was the first time, I feel like I've heard this before, a radio station, the radio station, the name is WIP. And when
don't we give Jeff his props?
Well, I was going to say when stories break
Jeff,
from the Inquirer.
Who? When he had that dry ass podcast that he was doing at one time, and I was like, who is that? I gave him his props, didn't I?
When we have a piece
like
of audio,
you just roll right
well,
past
I,
that.
I didn't. Did I disagree with you?
No, I'm just okay. saying. But you just because you didn't want me to like wander on that. But that was a dry ass podcast.
When we have a piece of audio, we give credit to where it comes from, and when there's a story, we give credit to who wrote it. Right. And A.J. Brown appeared on what station?
It was a little dry, though. It was.
A little bit dry. When A.J. Brown appeared on WIP, that's all. We can move off of now.
I choose violence.
He appeared on WIP. It's a very simple. The call letter is very
it.
Simple.
Like, that's it. Jeff,
who?
Give us our props.
Who?
Give us the props.
You want credit? You give credit.
We worked
credit.
Hard for that.
All right. Also, yesterday, there was a notable attendee at the press conference. And he's not.
Was it Dave Uran?
Well, he probably. And guess what? I'm gonna say it exactly. I'm gonna label it. Okay. I'm not gonna say a quarterback was at the press conference. No, the quarterback. His name is Jalen Hurts at the press conference. I thought that was notable because there's been a lot of stuff out this offseason, like a
lot of speculation.
Yeah, are they still best friends? They still care about each other and on the same page the way they did, like when AJ got here. Remember that viral FaceTime phone call when they were laughing
yeah, man,
and they're
the
so
cheering,
excited.
They were, yeah. cheering.
They were awesome. It was awesome. We haven't seen as much of that the last year or so. Or
been a little tight. Been busy. Been
yes.
busy.
But Jalen was there. AJ spoke about Jalen Hurts and being at the press conference yesterday.
It's been everything. It's been everything, man. Like I said, we've just been pushing each other, you know, enjoying life, you know, enjoying life, enjoying the journey of everything, you know, and like I said, most importantly, pushing each other to be great because ultimately that's what we want to be.
So I thought it was I think it was important and notable that Jalen Hurts was there yesterday, Hugh, because don't you think it would have been a story if he wasn't? We would have been like, that's kind of weird. I think it's great that he went.
You know, it's hard to answer that question. I don't think it should have been a story.
But do you think it would have been?
There would have probably been some speculation like we like to do. I think that, you know, you take every opportunity that you can, especially when you're already in town. And you want to show support in different ways. And I think it's, like, to be honest, I think it's somewhat of an olive branch because there's been a lot of speculation about their relationship and everything like that. And I think it goes well to people feeling good about the upcoming season, especially. Like, I'm kind of reflecting a little bit like everybody else did yesterday, especially after the press conference that you had where you really didn't give the offensive coordinator a ringing endorsement. I mean, you didn't say anything bad, but we tend to read into a lot of things that are not said or are said. And by you not giving a ringing endorsement, it kind of left everybody kind of wondering, you know. So it's an olive branch to get people ready for the upcoming season.
I liked it. I mean, yeah. It's a sign of leadership. He should be there. He's the face of the franchise. This is now – I think if you look at it, I think Hurts and Brown are the two guys that are now under the longest-term deals. Like,
yeah.
And that doesn't – it's the NFL. It could change. But they likely will be here the longer than anybody else on this roster. He should be there yesterday. If he's in town – like, I'm not saying if he was scheduled to be somewhere, he has to fly in for this. But if he's here, be there. I'm glad he was.
Well, if they really want to extinguish all the fires, the perfect opportunity
– Game 6.
It's a Game 6 tomorrow, courtside, Jalen Hurts. A.J. Brown.
You got to love the fact that we read into everything.
That's a good idea. And look, it's a nice bone to throw to the city because that'd be two seats that are not filled by Knicks fans.
That's exactly right. They could do the old Wentz and all, Sean.
That'd be, you know what? I think it's a great idea. Now,
but then again, what if that's read the other way?
Well, it would be.
You got to love the speculation.
I like how we tied it all together. Go to the game tomorrow night, and so Knicks fans cannot. 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phones here in Hugh, before we do, let's give the people another clue.
We got another clue.
All right, Hugh's clues. Our first, we're playing today for a pair of tickets to see comedian Brian Regan October 18th at the Miller Theater in Philadelphia. Tickets go on sale 10 a.m. Friday, May 3rd, Ticketmaster.com. All right, so the first clue was a famous Knicks fan. What do you got for clue two?
The next clue, I'm expecting the next caller to knock this one out of park because this one's like, I'm just rolling it out there. This is a layup. This famous Knicks fan was known for not being that pleasant.
Famous Knicks fan known for not being that pleasant.
Well, if that narrows it down, if he's from New York, then well, that, I can't imagine.
Yeah. This team hasn't won a title in 50 years.
I said famous Knicks fan. I didn't say the just New Yorker.
Just a New Yorker.
Just an average angry New Yorker.
I didn't say the average New Yorker.
No, I would say this person is not average. So that's a fair way to put it. Mike's in the Northeast. Hey, Mike.
Mike.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
What's going on, Mike?
Not much. I want to guess these clues real quick before we start it.
What do you got?
John McEnroe.
You nailed it.
Hey, Mike, I'm not impressed. I teed it up for you. I just gave it to you on a platter.
I had 45 minutes to go. I was just waiting.
To be fair, he had it after the first clue.
He did. Okay. I'll give you that, dude.
Good job, Mike.
Thanks, bro.
All right. What are you thinking on the series?
So I feel like tomorrow the Max is going to have another 40-point game, and Beat will probably have the same game he had last night, hopefully a little better. I think they should start Batum over Lowry, run small ball.
Batum, you know what?
So now we're doing lineups?
Well, it did work better at the end yesterday. Yeah. If you play it out, Mike, I thought the minutes without Lowry yesterday were better. They rebounded the ball better. And as much as I like Lowry, maybe him coming off the bench in less minutes, you get more energy out of him because he did look a little gassed at the end yesterday.
Yeah, he was.
Right. Oubre had 14 yesterday. I feel like he played pretty solid towards the end of the game. Had a couple baskets towards the end. Maybe start him a shooting guard. So Maxey, Oubre, Harris, Batum, and Embiid.
You go bigger. Yeah, Mike, we appreciate the phone call. And good job with the winning the Hughes clues there. They could do that. They could go bigger. It might also neutralize the Knicks' rebounding advantage a little bit if you get a little more size out there.
Yeah, I can see that. But, you know, it's funny because immediately we wake up in the morning after a Sixers win and we already are talking about the lineups. You know,
we're trying to win six and seven.
Yeah, I know we're trying to get it done, but it's just I love it. That's why I love being in Philadelphia, man, because immediately the conversation went to the better lineups to have and how we can get this next game.
So there's also I think here's what part of it is Hugh. I think there's a recognition that yes, they won and it was awesome, but they were down 6 points with what, 28 seconds to go? Like we're trying to be better so we don't need
I will say this to that. At the beginning of the game, you did allow because the Knicks weren't shooting great at the beginning of the game.
No, they missed their first 8 shots.
Yeah, and you allowed them to creep back into the game. So if you do a better job of playing defense in the beginning and keep them out of the game, then we won't have to – it won't come down to the wire. I know that's hard to do, but still.
Yeah, I think the Sixers have had a double-digit lead in every single game in the series, and yet obviously lost three out of five.
Yeah. And I know it's kind of hard because Jalen Brunson goes off, but I tell you what, man, it's something to be said about, you know, closing somebody out is hard to do. But last night, to me, the way that the Sixers won that game, they were dejected. Those Knicks fans were dejected. They left. They were flabbergasted. And Jalen Brunson and those guys, like, they got punched in the gut hard.
Yeah, they did.
They really did.
They realized they blew their chance. I mean, they could have had extra rest before their next series started. Now they have to go on the road. I think tomorrow night all the pressure's on the Knicks. Terrence is up in Springfield. Hey, Terrence.
Yo, Joe, Kyle, what's up, man?
What's up, man?
What's up, Terrence?
I don't get tired. I don't get tired, in the words of Kevin Gates.
That Tyrese Maxey?
That was Tyrese last night.
That's Tyrese Maxey, man. He doesn't get tired. And I feel like we got to start calling this guy Logo Maxey.
I like that one. I mean, Terrence, he pulled up from the logo. I mean, he was on the end for New York last night. That was a ridiculous place to shoot the basketball.
I went and watched that play again, and that play gave me chills. To see him hit that three from almost the logo, and then you could see his emotion going back to the bench. I watched him beat, and beat his one back and sat down like he didn't care. Maxey showed so much emotion. He was hollering, screaming, saying, let's go. And that showed me this kid doesn't want to lose. He doesn't want to lose. And I feel like Embiid's okay with that. Maxey isn't. And Embiid has to be thankful that he has a dog on his team that they don't want to go home. Because I feel like if we win the next game, like you said, all the pressure goes on the Knicks. So I feel like we come out next game and play better. We got a better game out of Crumble Cookie We can't expect another 19 out of him. But if he can just give us 15, that would be great. But I'd like to see Cameron Payne instead of Lowry. Let him get Lowry's minutes, because Lowry does look gassed. And he shoots the ball, but you can tell his legs is not in it. Cameron Payne is not scared. He ain't scared of the moment. He ain't scared to shoot the ball.
And well, he's like, not. I mean, he took 5 threes last night. He made 2 of them. But even when in the last few games when he's played more, you could see it, Terrence. He's not afraid to shoot. If they leave him open, he's going to take the 3.
Yeah, Joe, and I feel like this is what I want to see a little bit. Because the last 2 games, Dante DiCosenzo, he had to score nothing, 8 points. Hart hasn't really been scoring. If we could tame Brunson, I was telling my dad after the game, if we could even show him a blitz, so like we're going to double team him, we got to get his rhythm off. We can't just like stop letting him do ISOs. I'm tired of watching this guy do ISOs and scoring 40 points a game. If we could tame him, this series would have been over.
Yeah, well, and you're
Brunson.
You're right. Well, they're missing Bogdanovich, who got hurt and is out for the series now, because they don't have, if Hart and DiVincenzo aren't hitting their shots, they don't really have anybody
Absolutely.
Else that could score. Because Ananubi, he's like a garbage scorer. Like he'll like take the ball on a dunk and it's just, you know, a turnover. He's not a shooter. He really can't shoot much.
Absolutely, and I feel like that would neutralize these guys. And I feel like the next round we could beat Indiana or Milwaukee. And I don't know about Boston. I know Porzingis is hurt. But if we could come back, for some reason, I feel like it's going Game 7. And Game 7, we all know anything can happen. So let's bring this home. And on one more note, man, let's go Phillies, baby!
Terrence, how about that? We'll get to the Phillies. Good phone call. The Phillies, the first team in Major League Baseball.
20
victories.
Yeah, that was a heck of a game last night, Joe. Like I said, it was one where, you know, it was a late night. Get ready to go to sleep. So I turned the TV off, and then immediately that's when your boy Castellanos came up big at the right time for him,
boy?
Too. Yeah, your boy. Because you was trying to get him out of town.
You're I try to get everybody out of town if they don't play well. That's what
saying,
I do. Your guy, Rojas,
he came up big, too. He came up big.
Plus the home run.
We can still get Castellanos out of town.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
It's only
one night, but hopefully for him, it's the start of something where he could turn this thing around.
Yeah, well, at least he ends April on a good night. No, it was a heck of a win after it looked like it was going to be a second straight loss out there. Lori is up next on WIP. Hey, Lori.
Lori having another conversation.
Lori, what are you up to?
Hello.
Hello,
hey,
Lori.
Can you hear me?
Everyone can. Yeah, we got you.
Okay, because it's really bad on this end.
Oh, you know what?
Would you got that cricket? She got a cricket.
Yeah, we'll put you on hold, Lori. We'll get the connection fixed there. I like how Lori asked if we could hear. Hey, we all can hear you. I mean, you're hearing your other conversation. Lori, we'll get the line fixed up. Black Gritty's up next. Black Gritty, what's up?
Hugh, what it do? Joey Bear.
What's up, man?
When Quinn's happy, I'm a little nervous about the world. You know what I mean? So first of all, let me tell you something. I've always believed in Tyrese Maxey. The last 3 years, when we go out and close out games, even if he doesn't put up 50 points in his exit interviews, he is hurting. He cares. He gets it. He's always shown that he cares. So now his skill is ascending to his capability. I expect nothing less for him than to go out there and give it the best that he's got to go out there for a closeout game. So I thank you, Maxey. Joel did what Joel usually does, shows up flat. And, yes, I got to give him credit for his last 5 minutes, diving on the floor, blocking the ball and coming in there. But, I mean, his energy is just his energy. Then you want to come out and act like you love New York? You had all this vitriol for the fans coming down here and selling tickets, but did you go out here with this love for New York? It's just annoying, but clap your hands, everybody. We live to play another day. But what I really call for is this. Did you have to talk to HR today, Joe?
Me? What did I do? What did I do now?
Oh, I assume they called you and Jack down to his apartment to find out all this money y'all put on Ask Al Trout.
Why do you got to do that to me? Black
when
Gritty.
I told you from the jump, I told you, I said, this man gets hurt. Why you going to bother me? I didn't waste all this ad revenue. Y'all could have been promoting BlackGritty.com or something. I could have gave you $5. Y'all out there wasting money for free. So explain it to me, Joe.
All right. All right. Hold on.
And Rojas showed up. I told you I'm talking about my boy. You see my boy came through? Huh? See my boy came through?
He did. All right. Look, can I speak? All right.
No. Cujo. I got rabies. What?
I will have an official statement on the Ask Al Trout setback. And that's all it is. It's a setback.
I forgot he got hurt.
He did get hurt.
But he tends to get hurt like
He does.
Year.
He does. It is a setback, and I'll have an official statement coming up at 12:30.
He got hurt stealing a base, though, Joe.
12:30 official statement, everybody.
I'm going to get out of here on this. Whoever's in the finance department, I'm just saying, you can write it off with your taxes.
but I think you should take it out of their checks. I'll talk to y'all. Have a great day. Six was one. Thank you, Max.
How about this guy? He comes to try to take money out of my check. All I had is an idea to try to make the Phillies
better.
I
wasn't going to say nothing, but, I mean, I did say he was going to get hurt.
Oh, we're doing I told you so's?
No, I'm just saying.
We're doing I told you so's.
I'm just saying he did get hurt. He stole a base and got hurt. Don't know how he got hurt. Listen, he got a phantom injury.
Tough times don't last. Tough people do. Okay. We will get through this. The Ask Al Trout, it's not over. I'll just put it that way.
Okay.
At 12:30, official statement there. It is a good day. It is an exciting day. I'm not going to dwell on an injury.
He got hurt.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Still in the base.
He probably did.
Did anybody touch him?
He didn't even know how he got hurt. Okay. Why do you got to rub it in?
No, I'm just saying.
Just because your guy Rojas hits his first home run in a year, I got to hear this.
Let me play this out. Let me wake up. I'm Mike Trout. I wake up in the morning. I'm like, wait a minute. Hold up. Oh, it's a great one. Wait. Hold up. What is that? what's wrong with my knee? What I do?
You know, I expect.
Is he married?
Yes, he is married.
Baby, help me out here. I can't get out of the bed. My knee feel funny.
I expect this from Black Gritty, but from a former athlete, unbelievable.
I'm just saying, like every injury I ever had, I know how I got it. Yeah, even if I don't even want to talk about it.
He said he didn't know how it happened.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But I know how. Like how you not know how you got hurt? Didn't your body tell you?
Listen, I don't know how he got hurt.
You know what it is? Or maybe you've been hurt so much that it's just like your body just...
All right.
It's just,
that's enough of this. Official statement coming up at 12:30. Lori is up next. Hey, Lori, we got you.
Hi, Lori. Hi, this is Lori. How you doing?
Hey, Lori.
What's up?
It's a little fuzzy on this end, but if you can hear me, this is my thought. I live in the general area of Tyrese, and I'm always a constant alert that I could run into him. Now, my question is, if I plant one on those big luscious lips of his, is that considered sexual harassment?
It all depends on how old you are. What's your age?
I'm 71 years old. I'm a 71-year-old grandmother.
Well, you're an OG, so it probably would be. I don't know about, like Laura, I don't know about the lips, maybe on the cheek.
How about that D, baby?
Because like on the lips, that might be a little aggressive. The cheek is okay because you're an OG. And you know, OGs are always allowed grace, so you're good. But if you put them on the lips, then you might get looked at sideways.
Yeah, Lori, I don't think you're our only listener that wants to give Tyrese Maxey a kiss after last night. So you're not the only one that feels that way. I'm not sure if you should do it, but I'm not going to tell you to stop.
No, I'm just saying, not on the lips, though. Yeah. Not like on the lips might be a little bit too much.
It's going to be awfully hard if I'm on that.
No, but I'm saying, Lori, I'm trying to make it not so uncomfortable for you. Because if you roll up on the brother like that and just try to put one on his lips, he's probably going to, like, not know how to respond to that. So it the cheek would be better. Like, I'm just saying, the cheek would be better.
I think you would understand on a day like today.
Yeah, today, like, on the cheek, not in the mouth.
If I ran up, on the other hand,
you might catch hands.
Yeah, it might, like you might actually cause a bigger problem for the Sixers, Kyle.
You might catch some hands. You don't want that.
Yeah. If you see him, though, could you ask him?
Yes, Lori. If I see Tyrese Maxey, I will absolutely ask him if Lori can kiss him.
That's a little aggressive.
Yeah, but I mean, Lori, we'll do you that favor.
Grandmother.
Yeah, grandma, grandmas get all the love.
Yeah.
But not you can't be kissing people in the mouth.
I'm sure he knows where that is. I'll look for him there.
Lori, good phone call. Good luck with this situation. Yes, if we see Tyrese, we'll ask him. I don't know if we're going to see him.
Randomly kissing folks in the mouth, though.
After 46 and that shot?
No, you can't. Nah.
I'm just saying.
Now, if she was... Like, no disrespect, but she's like in her 20s, maybe.
Well, I actually think it's a bigger deal if she's in her 20s.
I totally agree.
Well, if she's fine, I don't know.
She's 20s could be seen as a sexual advance.
Right. A 71-year-old on this planet that's single because we got some people sitting here that might be married. But if it's a man, like if a beautiful woman wants to plant one on you, I don't see no too many cats that's going to be offended by that.
No, but it's a bigger deal if she's in her 20s. She's in her 70s.
No, it's not a big deal.
No, it is.
It seems like way more.
If she's fine and she want to kiss you, how is it a big deal?
But if it's Lori and she's in her 70s, you're just like, oh, she's kissing me because I hit the shot.
If she's 70 and she kissed me in the mouth, that's let's just call it what it is. That's kind of creepy.
No, it's no.
Look creepy.
You got it all wrong.
That to Lori? It's like
I'm not saying Lori. No, I gave Lori the best advice I could give her.
Lori outed her age on the air, so we can say.
And I gave her the best advice that I could give her. Some 70-year-old lady rolling up on me trying to kiss me in the mouth. That's not a good look.
You're wrong, Lori. Don't listen to Hugh.
Some 20-some-year-old young lady that's fine trying to kiss me. I'm gonna sit there for a while, and I'm like, if I'm single, I'm gonna get the kiss.
That's the point. Is that in the 20s, it's like a sexual advance.
No, I'm just saying it's just different. Like, let's not pretend like it ain't different.
Well, of course, it's
different,
but in the opposite way you're making it seem.
But it's different.
Like, it's way more appropriate as like an older woman doing it to a young
cheek.
Man.
Lori,
kiss you on the cheek.
Lori, shoot your shot the way Tyrese said. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, we'll come back at your phone calls here. Remember when Embiid was taking a breather late in the game last night?
Yes.
We wondered this morning before the show, what was that? Was that just a break at 6 minutes to go in the game? Because he usually doesn't come out at that point. Well, some audio from Nick Nurse explaining why he took Embiid out at that point in the fourth quarter. We'll hit it next. Your phone calls, Maxi, Embiid. And I guess what the rules are for Lori and Tyrese Maxey, we weigh on that as well. 215-592-9494, Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.